Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Along with us, you'll find these stories in the Scripture Stories books published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along with you too. Do you remember last week we read about Lehi's dream, how he saw a river and a tower? In his dream, Lehi saw a man wearing a white robe who told Lehi to follow him. Lehi followed the man into a dark and dreary wilderness. After traveling in the darkness for many hours, Lehi prayed for help. Then he saw a tree with white fruit. This sweet fruit made those who ate it happy. Lehi ate the fruit, and it filled him with joy. He wanted his family to taste the fruit because he knew it would make them happy too. Lehi called to his wife and sons to come and taste the fruit. Sariah, Sam, and Nephi went and tasted the fruit, but Laman and Lemuel would not. Lehi also saw a rod of iron and a straight and narrow path leading to the tree. He saw many people walking on or toward the path because of a mist of darkness. Some wandered off the path and became lost. Others held tightly to the iron rod and made it through the darkness to the tree. They tasted the fruit. Lehi saw many people in his dream. Some held firmly to the iron rod and traveled through the darkness to the tree. They tasted the fruit. Others went to the large building, or drowned in the river, or became lost. Laman and Lemuel would not eat the fruit. Lehi worried about them and tried to help them obey God's commandments. This week, we're going to learn more about Lehi and Nephi. Sometimes we have challenges in our lives that seem difficult and sometimes impossible to solve. But if we do everything that we can and then put our trust in Heavenly Father, He will help us. Let's now turn to the story
about building the ship. That's chapter 7. Children at home, please read along.
After Lehi's family had camped by the sea for many days, the Lord spoke to Nephi. He told him to build a ship to carry his family to the promised land.
Nephi did not know how to make a ship, but the Lord said he would show him. He told Nephi where to find metal to make the tools he would need.
Now, answer me this. Why did the Lord command Nephi to build a ship? Caitlin.
Because maybe it was a test and he wanted to see if he would do what the Lord wanted him to do, instead of just giving him a ship to sail across on.
That is excellent. Yeah, maybe he wanted to test his faith.
Building it from scratch would probably give you a better testimony and more faith of him. You'd come closer.
Absolutely. And what's a real literal reason why he wanted Nephi to build the ship? Wes?
The Lord wanted Nephi to take his family to the promised land.
That's right. And he needed a way to do it, didn't he? So how did Nephi respond to this commandment? Even though he had no idea how to build a ship, he lived in the desert practically.
He knew that the Lord would help him, and he had so much faith that he just went along with building the ship.
Yes, indeed he did. That shows a lot of faith, don't you think so? Mm-hmm. Did he even have tools? No, Nephi didn't have any tools. Go ahead.
He knew that the Lord would provide a way for him.
Yes, exactly. He always knew the Lord would provide a way. All right, let's keep reading.
Laman and Lemuel made fun of Nephi for wanting to build a ship. They did not believe that the Lord had shown Nephi how to do it. They refused to help.
Nephi told Laman and Lemuel to repent and not be rebellious. He reminded them that they had seen an angel.
He also told them that God has the power to do all things.
Laman and Lemuel were angry with Nephi and wanted to throw him in the sea.
As they came toward Nephi, he commanded them not to touch him because he was filled with the power of God. Laman and Lemuel were afraid for many days.
Then the Lord told Nephi to touch Laman and Lemuel. When Nephi did, the Lord shocked them. Laman and Lemuel knew the power of God was with Nephi.
Nephi told Laman and Lemuel to obey their parents and obey God. Nephi said if they would do this, they would be blessed.
Laman and Lemuel repented and helped Nephi build the ship.
Nephi went to the mountain many times to pray for help. The Lord taught him how to build the ship.
When Nephi and his brothers finished building the ship, they knew that it was a good ship. They thanked God for helping them.
Right. How have you and your family been blessed because of your obedience? Megan?
Because if a person in our family doesn't obey, then the spirit leaves our house and we don't have it in our house anymore.
So it helps us to learn that we want the Spirit in our house, so we need to obey to have the Spirit in our house.
Wonderful. Is there any other ways that you've been blessed in your home from being obedient? Do any of you have family home evening? Go ahead, Caitlin.
Family home evening kind of strengthens our family's knowledge.
That's right.
It helps us learn more from other things.
Right. Has the prophet asked us to read our scriptures as a family?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have you been blessed in your families by doing that?
Yeah.
Are you having family prayer? Go ahead, Maine.
Reading the scriptures with the family helps my little sister because she can't read. She's 4. And then we have Brayden, the age of 8, and he's kind of on the borderline of reading, so it really helps him to understand the things easier than just reading them.
That's wonderful. That's absolutely fabulous. All right, so what gave Nephi such great confidence? He just tried all kinds of things that he had no idea how to do it at first. Wes?
He knew that the Lord always provided a way to do what was asked, so he knew that there was going to be a way to build that ship, so he wanted to obey that commandment because he wanted to obey the Lord.
Yes, and Nephi, what made him so brave, even when his big brothers were about to beat him up?
Because he had faith in the Lord.
Yes, he had powerful faith in the Lord. Why do you think the Lord did not just give them a ship? We kind of touched on this earlier, huh? But let's talk about it again. Why didn't he just give him a ship, Caitlin?
Because maybe it was a test and he wanted to see if Nephi would do what the Lord wanted him to do, even if he had no clue what they were doing.
Mm-hmm. Wes?
Maybe it was like a test of faith and belief in the Lord and a test of loyalty.
Mm-hmm. Megan?
Maybe not only a test for Nephi, but a test for his whole family so that God could see whether or not Laman and Lemuel would actually help and support. It was probably a test for the whole family to see and to level their faith.
Absolutely. And so why do you think that Laman and Lemuel did not want to help Nephi build the ship? Caitlin?
Because they probably didn't think. They're probably going, oh, he just wants us to build a ship for no reason at all. But now Nephi knew that God would help him and that he knew the reason why.
Mm-hmm. TJ?
They were probably thinking that it's just a waste of energy and food.
Probably. So they didn't have any faith. They probably didn't believe Nephi could really do it, huh?
Mm-mm.
Go ahead, Megan.
He probably thought, since they're ruthless brothers so far, the stories we've read, they're probably thinking that Nephi just wants to get back at us and make us build a ship and waste all of our energy.
Yes. Well, you know how it is with a family. When some members are wanting to do the right thing and some members are not, does that make it difficult to function as a family mm-hmm. and to do things? Does it make it hard for the parents? Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. So how would working together make building the ship easier? Daniel?
Because it's kind of hard for one person to go do this and that and this and that. And then a lot of people can do it. It'll get done faster because they can all do a couple of things.
Mm-hmm. Caitlin?
A lot more hands is better than 2 hands because maybe they got it done a lot quicker than it would have took just Nephi to do it all.
Yes, it's true. If you are working together, it'll make the work a lot easier and it'll help everybody feel better. You know how it is when you're arguing in your family and it just doesn't make things turn out very well. Well, if everybody's in it together and like, yes, let's do it. Waha, we believe. Then great things can happen. So, how would you feel if your older brothers made fun of you because you were just keeping Heavenly Father's commandments? Megan?
It'd make me not so sad and not happy at the same time because, well, one, you've got God on your side and Christ because you're keeping the commandments, but it would hurt your feelings because your brother is not supporting you in what you're doing.
Yeah, I think so. Does anyone else want to make a comment on that? How would you feel if your older brother or sister were just really making fun of you or even threatening you because you were doing the right thing?
It would make me feel sad because I like to think of if I were the one maybe hurting my brothers, would I like to feel that way? Because sometimes it can hurt feelings very easily.
Especially in your family, huh? You're supposed to love each other in your family. Go ahead, Megan.
Not only sad, but it'd make me feel disappointed because you were raised the way that you were supposed to be raised, you know, for the gospel. And then you've got people just not obeying. They just want to do their own little thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. So how have you been able to help your family, like Nephi? In what ways have you been able to help your family?
I'm the second oldest, so I have three little siblings. And I help my mom out a lot because we have a four-year-old and a nine-month-year-old. And so it's hard for her. And so what I try to do is I try to tend Jacqueline because she looks up to me in every little bit of a way. So I try to help her out with Jackie a lot.
Oh, that's so great. I have lots of little kids, too, and I love it when my oldest girl and boy help me out and run after the toddler. Go ahead, Caitlin.
The way how I have helped my family is because when my mom, we have three little brothers, and I'm the only girl, and it's so hard because they're always playing boy things, and they're always fighting with each other. And so it's hard because when my mom's on the phone or my dad's on the phone, they're always screaming, and so I have to, like, come and, like, tell a story, a quiet story of the scriptures. But it makes me feel nice when I help my mommy.
That's awesome.
Daddy.
Daniel, how do you help your family?
One time my brother and sister turned the volume up on the TV as full as it when my mom was talking on the phone, so I had to go turn it off.
That's a great help. TJ, how about you?
I help my mom clean up the house because sometimes it gets really messy and we have lots of visitors come over.
That's excellent. That is fabulous. How have you felt after you've helped your family?
I felt blessed and loved.
Megan?
I felt like I've accomplished the biggest task in the world. It just makes me feel like a winner.
Caitlin?
Sometimes it makes me feel like that it's a test that sometimes my parents give me. But it's not. But I still like doing it, and so it makes me feel loved.
Awesome. So how have you felt when you have not helped your family? TJ.
Sometimes I feel left out because they're all having fun while they're working.
And what are you, up in your room being punished?
Sometimes.
I feel, at first you're just, you know, you're bursting out, you're red, and you say things you don't want, and you're like, yes, I said it, you know? You want to get out, and then later on you're like, oh my gosh, what did I just do? So you really feel depressed and like you have let down God, Christ. You've let down especially your parents.
Yeah, sometimes you feel that way. Anyone else? How do you feel when you don't help your family out very much?
Makes me feel like I'm kind of left out and that I don't want to help. I just want to go in my room and listen. I don't want to do anything. And it makes me feel sad that I'm not going to help my parents at all. That I'm just going to do whatever I want.
Go ahead.
I feel bad that I did what I did.
Yeah. You feel a little guilty sometimes? Yeah, I think so. Me too. What did Heavenly Father give Nephi power to do when his brothers tried to kill him? What superpower did he get when his brothers tried to kill him? Daniel.
He gave him the power to shock him.
Yes, interesting. Now, whose power was that, Megan?
God's power.
Yes, why do you think God gave him that power?
Because Nephi was righteous and he had a lot of faith?
Yeah. Why do you think he would tell Nephi to stretch forth his hand and shock his brothers? You think he's a big meanie and he wanted Laman and Lemuel to get owies?
Mm-mm.
Why, Wes?
Because God wanted Laman and Lemuel to know that God really did exist and that Nephi had the power of God with him. And so he knew exactly what he was doing. And so it was, I think that it was supposed to give Laman and Lemuel faith in God.
Yeah, to show them the power of God. Yes, absolutely. These are all wonderful. How did Nephi show his faith in Jesus Christ? Megan.
By doing what he asked, by building a ship, no matter what his brothers did, no matter if they didn't support him, he just did what God asked him to do.
In the scriptures, it says, Nephi said, I will go and do the things that the Lord hath commanded, because I know that the Lord provides many ways to be able to do things.
Yeah, absolutely. So he trusted the Lord, didn't he?
Sometimes it reminds me of the song, I Will Go, I Will Do.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. He did everything the Lord told him to do, right? And he trusted the Lord that he would provide a way. How can you be like Nephi and show courage and faith in Jesus Christ?
By, if you're at school and in a situation with somebody who does not believe the same things we do, then you could stand up for what we believe in and that this is the true church.
Yes.
I can follow his example.
Yeah.
I can do missionary work.
Excellent. That's right. Does anyone else have ideas of how you can be like Nephi and show courage and faith in Jesus Christ? Courage. How can you show courage and faith?
I can stick up for the church whenever somebody is taking the Lord's name in vain or trying to falsify the church or trying to say that God doesn't exist.
Yes. Can you have courage in your own family, just like Nephi? His big brothers were wanting to beat him up and weren't agreeing with him in his own family. And even his father Lehi murmured once when he was terribly hungry. But Nephi, did he murmur?
No.
He had great courage and faith. How can you show courage and faith no matter what?
Be a good example and make your figure as much Christ-like as possible so that you can show people that the power to be righteous is really powerful.
That's wonderful. Yes, Daniel.
Listen to the Holy Ghost.
Yep, excellent.
There's a right way to live and be happy. It is choosing the right every day. I am learning the teachings of Jesus. Show me the way. Choose the right way and be happy. I must always choose the right. Through the gospel I learn to be prayerful, to have faith, to repent, to obey. And I know
we've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us. And I also hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read Chapter 8 of the Book of Mormon Stories, Crossing the Sea. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at radio.lds.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org. Or a grown-up can buy them at your local church distribution center. See you next week.